I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines this week, Jeff Gordon tested positive for COVID during the week off. He stayed isolated and he has been cleared to be in the booth this weekend at Martinsville. Chevrolet, Ford, and Toyota will unveil their brand-specific versions of the new gen car set to debut on the track next year. The reveals will be on May 5th. NASCAR tested the next-gen car at Martinsville and Darlington during the break. Goodyear was also on hand at Martinsville, testing a rain tire for short tracks. They said the results were positive and they could shorten the rain delays once the final tire is designed. And definitely the most interesting story of the week, Marcus Smith, son of the original owner of Bristol, Bruton Smith, stated on Dale Jr.'s podcast that his father floated the idea for years and there could be a roof or umbrella-type cover over Bristol within a few years. They're exploring the options right now, and I think if they can turn the track into a football field in a dirt track, they'll certainly be the ones to pull off the first ever covered racetrack. I'll keep you posted. Racing returns, and it's a bonus weekend. Racing underneath the lights at Martinsville Speedway, it's the oldest and smallest track in the schedule. They ran the first cup race on dirt in 1949. The track was paved in 1955, and the concrete corners were added in 1976. The best thing, if you ask the drivers, the trophy is a handmade grandfather clock. The Xfinity teams kick off the weekend tonight. The race kicks off this year's Dash for Cash races, offering up a $100,000 bonus for the top finishing eligible driver. Justin Allgaier, defending champ of the race and pole sitter this weekend, Harrison Burton, AJ Allmendinger, and Noah Gragson finished top four in Atlanta, and they have the chance at the big money. Allgaier and Allmendinger start top five along with Daniel Hemric and Justin Haley. Catch the Cookout 250 tonight at 7 p.m. on FS1. The Cup teams roll into Martinsville Speedway on Saturday night. We could call this a visit to Hamlin's house. Denny leads here with 5 wins, 21 top tens, and a series best average finish of 9.9. Brad Keselowski, the Busch brothers, and defending champ of the race, Martin Truex Jr. have 2 each, and fall winner Chase Elliott and Joey Logano also are prior winners. Hamlin has the best driver rating, followed by Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Blaney, and Logano. Hendrick Motorsports tops Penske Enterprises 25-19, Joe Gibbs has 11 wins, and Chevy leads Ford 57-30, and Toyota has 11 victories. Logano and Hamlin will start on the front row, Byron, Blaney, and Elliott are top 5, and Stenhouse, Truex, Newman, Harvick, and Keselowski round the top 10. Coverage of the Blue Emu Fast Pain Relief 500 begins at 7 p.m. Saturday night on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fastlane for Friday, April 9th. Brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 11 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires at the best prices.